You told about the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das, and he told that you shouldn't listen any village talks and read news. And can we apply this for us? How can we derive some lesson from this? Is it when we read some news, when we use internet and read Facebook, is it can be considered like some gossips and some village talks?
Yeah, I mean, Lord Chaitanya is telling Das Goswami, Gramya Katana Shuniye, Gramya Katana Boliye. Don't hear it and don't speak it. Now, how does that pan out with the modern sadhaka on the internet with the Z News or whatever kind of news is there and so much information coming everywhere about what's going on the telephone? And so as much as possible, we should not associate. Not, I mean, you may read some news here and there, but you shouldn't read with attachment or shouldn't read with much interest. And it's basically irrelevant. When one gets the higher taste that Krishna talks about in Gita, Param Jisva Nivartate, then when he gets a higher taste, then he gives up the lower things. Maybe before coming to Krishna consciousness, some people were non-veg, and they started taking Krishna prasadam and the temples, and they started offering their food and they became vegetarians, and it was so wonderful, the taste of Krishna's fenela or saliva, the mahaprasad was so invigorating and so satisfying and so tasty, that these devotees or these congregational people, whatever, that became vegetarians or let's say prasadarians, started eating Krishna prasad, they lost their taste. First you lose your taste for non-veg by taking prasad, and then pretty soon you lose your taste for eating anything that you haven't first offered to Krishna. You don't just walk down the street and say, oh, I'm hungry, let me buy some ice cream. And you start eating ice cream on the street, licking an ice cream cone. That devotee doesn't do that. I say, okay, I'm hungry, so I'll buy, let me think what Krishna would like, what he would like, and then, or whatever, what you like. And you buy it, and you take it and offer it to Krishna, or mentally offer it. So the whole principle that Lord Chaitanya is telling Das Goswami, of course, Das Goswami is not a grihastha. He had left that. He was basically in a mood of deep renunciation as a vairagi, living in a holy Dhammapuri with nothing else to do but hear and chant and remember Radha and Krishna, which is the essence of sadhana. That's the essence, Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. Satatam Smarata Vishnu. Always remember Krishna or Vishnu, Radha and Krishna. So this is a correct instruction, a good instruction, and we should try as much as possible to avoid and let's say indulging. We may hear some news about our country or the country we're living in or some basic idea what's going on in the world just so we can, for the purpose of preaching or just for the purpose of understand. If you're just curious what's going on, some people have no idea what's going on in the world. They live in the holy Dham and they just do their bhajan and their smaran and they have no idea. That's also very good. I think the main point is not to indulge in speaking materialistic things or indulging in hearing or reading too many materialistic news, because that dilutes the bhakti and takes away time from Krishna. We should properly utilize every minute of our lives to hear and chant and speak and act favorably for the pleasure of Krishna. This is pure bhakti. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dinavritam anukalyena krishnanam shilanam bhakti uchite or bhakti uttama. This is uttam bhakti. So we have a habit. We may have a habit. People have habits. We have a habit. We're curious entities. So we're curious to know the news, or what's happening in India, or what's happening in my home country, or what are my country people doing. So we're curious. So we may look, but we should understand that that's not the, that's where we are, but that may be not, it's not exactly the best level of pure Krishna consciousness. One can dovetail his habit or dovetail his curiosity to find out what's happening, man. What's going on in the world? Well, just change the world. What's going on in the world of devotees? Because we have all kinds of Vaishnav news network, VNN or whatever they call it. Used to be a website like that. And Dandabats.com and ISKCON Desire Tree, or maybe have some Russian Dandabats or something. Russian, whatever the word for Dandabats is. So this way, instead of seeing the news of the material world, you can see the news of the spiritual activities of the devotees, the preaching, the traveling and preaching, and the kirtans and festivals and accomplishments. And so it's your curiosity to read news and find out about people and what people are doing. Well, the people are Krishna people, devotees, and the news is about their service, their service to Krishna. How they're trying to please Krishna, how they're trying to please their guru, how they're traveling, how they're preaching, how they're going here and there and preaching to yoga groups or preaching to big festivals or preaching to professors or just preaching in a temple. So that's also, that's plenty of that news is being collected there on the net, all these devotee news sites. Or what's going on in the Gaudiya Math, and you can check the Gaudiya Math newspapers or whatever, or what's going on in ISKCON, or what's going on? What's going on with this Babaji? Let me go on the Facebook and see the latest news about Pran Krishna Baba, or Ananta Das, or what about this Madan Gopal Baba? What's he doing? I don't know. Not much. No, he has that MS Manadi Swami thing. Okay, let's go on there. Oh, it's just all Bhagavatam and all quotes Shastra. There's not much going on there. So that way, but the best thing is, as Rupa Goswami says, we should follow Rupa Goswami, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Havyakuti. Krishna's Kaviraj, he says, when will I be akuti? Akuti, akuti means eager. When will I be excessively hankering and eager to follow the teachings and instructions of Rupa Goswami Raghunath Das? So Rupa Goswami says in Upadeshamrita, Tannama Charitari Smrityor. He's speaking, he says, one should live in Vrindavan and associate with an Anuragi Vaishnava and nicely spend his time day and night hearing and chanting Tannama Rupa Charitari, beginning with the Nam Adi. One should spend all of his time day and night hearing and chanting about Radha and Krishna, their names and their qualities and their pastimes. And Vrindavan with all the loving associates, especially the gopis, sakis, and manjaris. So if one is busy with all of that, where's the time? Just like last month, I wanted to do more study and reading and just get away from that internet thing, because I'm not that much interested. So I didn't go. One month I didn't recharge my modem, and it was so nice not going on internet, not seeing anything, because it all goes on. We don't have any particular service there on internet. There's some Facebooks that some friends are running, but they're going on and they're doing their seva and they're happy with that. But I was able to write a lot and study a lot and do a lot of bhajan. Now I just went on the net again, and I think I'm going to go on a vacation very soon. If you have service on the net, you should be on the net. Otherwise, just keep it with emails and send emails and be happy. Otherwise, we're actually getting entangled in the tentacles. The tentacles means the long arms and fingers of these octopuses and the octopus, these sea creatures called octopus, they float along like this on the ocean and move inside and they have thousands of arms like a spider. It's like a spider, you see? up there, they have the same thing in the ocean. Ocean spiders called octopus, thousands of arms called tentacles. They reach out and they grab a little fish. They reach out, they're very long, and they grab a little fish and put it in their mouth, whatever. So the internet is like the tentacles of an octopus, the ocean, the net. They talk about the net, so, and the net means fishing net. You go in the ocean, get fish. So you go in the net means ocean. So you go in the Maya Maya Sagar, the Maya Sindhu, and then the octopus of internet puts his tentacles around you and pulls you. And, oh, what's he doing? Well, let me see his Facebook then, because you just hit a few buttons and you can go all over the place. Oh, what's on Radhanath Swami's Facebook? What's on Sachinandan Swami's Facebook? These are cool guys. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, what? But they're just giving good quotations. Who's actually doing something? Who's having fun out there? When you're doing this, Swami, he seems to always have fun. He's always traveling to new places and putting up festivals. You know, and he's working so hard at Prabhupada's service. So let me see that. So then an hour or two go by. And so what? Then at the end, you judge a thing by its results. Prabhupada used to say, phalam parichiyate. Phalam parichiyate. I don't know exactly. I mean, phala means fruit. So judge a thing by its fruit. So after you spend 2 or 3 hours surfing, looking, appreciating, checking out, whatever you want to call it, Facebook, internet, websites, etc., what's the result? You feel happy, you feel blissful, you feel connected to Krishna, you feel more Krishna conscious? No, you just feel relaxed, you feel entertained, you feel a little bit cooled down because you're too eager, you're too anxious about whatever, or you're too bored with your life, you're too bored with your bhajan. Bored with your bhajan. So then you do some bhajan. Internet is bhajan for the most part. But we have to be hard on ourselves. If we're not hard on ourselves, we just keep cruising, keep riding the waves of bhajan, and we think we're doing bhajan. I mean, there's some devotees that are on the internet day and night, but they're preaching. They're answering all kinds of questions, and they're looking up things, and they're researching, and they're just fully, it's just their whole hearing and chanting is done on the internet. I know many devotees, you know, grihasthas, sannyasis, whatever. So that's not maya for them, that's their bhajan, that's their Krishna conscious bhajan. They're fully absorbed and excited about chatting to devotees around the world and answering questions. They go on the net and they chat with devotees in Japan, and I heard about, I don't know, I've never done. But it's a wonderful tool to spread Krishna consciousness. But as an individual who's not a pracharak, who's just cruising, you know, cruising like in your boat, boom, 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 you just cruise along, get inside a motorboat and cruise out the river, you know, the Rona River or the Krishna River or whatever, boom, 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 boom. So that's called cruising. So we have a phrase in America, cruising for a bruising. Bruising means bruising, and bruise means when you get a bruise, you hit your leg and get it like a red mark, it's called bruise. So in the West, you know, it was a phrase that some guy would tell somebody in high school if he was a little bit nonsense and the big bully was going to hit you. He'd say, listen, Jack, you're cruising for a bruising, which means if you don't slow down and behave yourself, you're going to get punched on the nose. So when we go cruising and surfing, cruising on the internet, we're cruising for a bruising because we're going to get bruised by Maya. So I think each devotee has to cross-examine himself. Am I really, is this really Krishna conscious, what I'm doing right now? I wrote one Vyasa Puja, and the refrain that I put in that offering was, would my Gurudev, be pleased and happy with what I'm doing right now? Would my Gurudev be pleased and happy with what I'm looking at right now? Would my Gurudev be pleased and happy with what I'm desiring right now? Would my Gurudev be pleased and happy with what I'm thinking about right now? If the answer is yes, is an affirmative yes everywhere, then that yes or that affirmation or confirmation is coming from your heart, and hopefully that whatever choices you've made and along that line are all correct and Krishna conscious. If you can say, yes, he's pleased. Yes, he's pleased if I'm just jumping around. You know, they used to have a term in America, bar hopping. You go in one bar and drink, and then you go to another bar. You know, Maleshas and Yavanas. So here you have Facebook hopping. You know, hopping. You know, like these little insects go boop. And the crickets, you know, they call jingor in the house. These little brown things are called. They go. They make a noise like all night, and they can't sleep at night. And they jump, and you catch them on a tip and throw them out in the yard. So they're jumping, you know, like crickets. I call them crickets. So we're like Facebook crickets, cricket, you know, the jingor. We're jumping this Facebook and that Facebook because we just press a key here and press a key there. And they say, okay, that's, and when you're done, you feel like, well, I just wasted my time. Because no ruchi. We have Facebook ruchi, but no Krishna Katha ruchi. Facebook ruchi. It's a good title for this talk. Facebook ruchi. What, ruchi means taste, attraction. We like it. Ruchi means something you like. Ruchi means I'm interested in it. I'm curious. I'm interested. I like it. But real ruchi is such that when you pursue that taste, or when you try to satisfy that thirst and that taste, real ruchi is spiritual ruchi. So when you try and satisfy, you have ruchi for reading or ruchi for hearing Harikatha. And then when you hear it or you read about Krishna, then the proof positive is that you feel good. You feel purified. You feel relaxed. You feel inspired. You feel hopeful. It feels spiritually good. And I don't know that every exposure with the Facebook and internet will leave that same sensation or that same vibration of inner satisfaction and mental peace and heart happiness.